And here's the structural reality Canada cannot escape. Over 75% of Canadian exports go to the US, and less than 5% go to China. That's the mismatch of the century. In 2025, Canada-US trade is more than $1 trillion, runs a huge trade surplus with US. Canada to China exports, less than $30 billion. Trade deficit with China, $57.8 billion. So the US bankrolls Canada's economy while China drains it. And security-wise, Canada is welded to the US through NATO and NORAD. You cannot change geography. There's no universe, alternative universe where that can be changed. And interestingly, this deal also exposed Canada's internal split. As I said, Western farmers needed tariff relief, but Eastern auto workers fear the Chinese dumping of EVs. Ontario premier called the Chinese EVs subsidized spy cars. So this is a political trade-off. Limited EV access, relief for farmers. That is the only substance of this China visit by Carney. And Washington barely reacted. Why? Because nothing strategic changed.